Also this week, there's a wonderful paper published in the journal PNAS, and this is by Jackie Barton, who's over in Caltech, again in California. And what she's discovered and presents this week is how bacteria, and probably also humans, keep their DNA checked and with good integrity. Now, what I mean by that is if you were to look in any one of our cells, for example, there's about 2 metres of DNA coiled up, and that 2 metres of DNA contains about 3 billion genetic letters. If I had a book of similar magnitude, it would be about 2 metres tall. So if I piled up books or dictionaries or something to about the height of 2 metres, that would be about the same number of letters as there are letters in the genetic code. Every single one of those genetic letters in every cell is getting checked all the time, because if mistakes creep into DNA, it spells disaster, because the DNA is your cellular recipe book. If you make the wrong recipe, cells go off kilter, things don't work properly, they can even become cancerous. So it's critical that DNA is continuously being checked so that it remains in tip-top condition. There are various molecular machines, enzymes, that can walk along DNA, checking the structure of the genetic letters and making sure they're correct and that the genes are spelled out correctly. But there are not very many of them in a cell. In fact, there's only 30 of these little machines that checks one type of DNA error. So researchers have been wondering, well, how can possibly such a small number of these little machines check such a huge amount of DNA and do it efficiently? Well, when this group of scientists began to look at these tiny machines, these enzymes, they noticed that they're very often associated with little clusters of iron and sulfur atoms. And these iron-sulfur clusters are very good at both receiving and donating electricity, electrons. And what they've discovered by doing some very careful experiments in bacteria, and because bacteria have analogous genes to humans, you can expect that what's going on in the bacteria is probably true for us too. What they've discovered is that these enzymes don't physically have to check every single bit of DNA. What they actually do is they work in pairs, and one will land somewhere on some DNA, another one will land some distance away, and it will inject some charge, some electrons, into the DNA, and if the DNA is healthy, it carries, like an electrical wire, the charge to the other protein, the other enzyme, and if that signal reaches the other enzyme, it knows that the piece of DNA nearby must be intact, must be in good condition, so it departs and goes elsewhere and checks somewhere else. If the signal doesn't get through, the enzyme painstakingly crawls along the DNA, reading it letter by letter, looking for a mistake that it can then put right, and once it finds one, of course, the signal is restored, and then it knows, this bit of DNA is now fine, so I can go elsewhere.
So it's like spell-checking an entire word as opposed to the individual letters.
Exactly. So it's like your brain. When you scan a page, you can see a word spelled wrong, and then you can jump ahead to the bit that's wrong. But if the whole word sentence looks fine, then you jump to the next sentence. It's a bit like an electrician doing a continuity check in a house. You just send an electric signal around the house, and if you get a signal back on the other side of the circuit, you know things must be okay.
I guess this is looking for quite major errors in the DNA. It won't tell if you've got a few of the letters the wrong way round, or...
Oh, no, it will, because these enzymes are very specific for certain types of genetic error, and certain enzymes repair only certain types of error. So they can tell that a word is spelt wrong, a genetic word, that is, and so they can go in and put the letter right. And there are different enzymes that repair other kinds of spelling mistakes, and they can tell because the charge does not flow properly, it seems.